Right, okay, start off. 7 minutes on game based learning. I've done this brief before. I did a seminar down in Edinburgh that Bill Boyd, literacy advisor, did. And what I've done is I've updated it. I've added on things I've been doing since then. But I think it's pretty important to get an idea of why we're using games in the first place and why I'm using them in English. But a lot of the stuff we do actually applies to various other subjects as well. I'm not the only one using them. I've got maths teachers and so on. I'll quickly talk about the three different games, and then I'll talk about the latest one that I'm going to be using. First one, Samorost. Okay, it's a very nice little flash-based game. The kids have to work out various puzzles in order to proceed onto the next stage. What I tend to do is get them to talk about setting. We can talk about setting, we can talk about the creative writing. They've obviously got the pictures. They describe things about various planets and so forth. They have descriptive detail. I get them to use the five senses, obviously. I'm not going to go through all the slides. I've written a lot of them. And these are some of the things that they come up. Roaming peacefully, the planet drifted calmly, etc. The silent planet waiting for the unknown to be known. Someone said that before. All right. I get them to describe the invader planet. And then what they do is they work their way through this particular game. So I'm just going to quickly whiz through. Invader planet's going to smack into Samorost's planet. What happens is he then goes up from his planet to try and make the other one move. I get him to talk about the blackness and the emptiness of space, for example. And this is purely descriptive writing just now. They then go through the various stages. This is what happens when he lands. They describe it. Tea-coloured hills, green like a vast meadow with humps, etc., etc. Move on to the next bit. He has to work out how to get away because he's actually on top of the hut after the first day. We talk about the strange bleating sheep-like creatures. You press them and they fall off with a strange sound, so that's quite good. The Samorost itself. Move on to the next. So this bit gets a bit dodgy because there's strange protuberances coming out of trees and going into other protuberances, and all the boys sit there sniggering at the back. Trapped on a cliff. We then have sort of music, we have an owl, we have lots of descriptive stuff that they need to do. And loads of different things here. So we get to the final bit, he does it and he makes the invader planet go. Now, what I'm going to do is I'm going to quickly show you a first bit. Just to give you an idea. There's no script, it just sets itself, if you like. Now, I came across a lot of this stuff because of a lassie called Kim Pellicles, who's an Australian teacher. She's been across here and done a lot of work at the Scottish Learning Festival and so on. And what it was, which she actually pointed out, that kids love doing this sort of thing, mainly because of the creativity side of it, because they're doing something. They've got actions, we've got things like they're applying their imagination. And what they're producing is, to them, it's valuable. Alright? And it's original. And also, by putting it up on the blog and the wikis and all the other bits and pieces, it then becomes public, people comment on it, and then they can improve things. And it's a process rather than an event. It's not just bonk, do that. It's an actual process. It's something that goes on over a series of weeks. Now, things about games-based learning, why it works, and why it works for other subjects, okay? It's collaborative. They love working in groups on these sort of things. And you could use it, maths just off the top of my head, start working out things like velocities and how you're going to do bits and pieces for making the invader planet move, for example. There's a lot of sharing, okay? A lot of stuff that we did find, 3 minutes, is that the kids do share a lot. They like collaborating, but they also share ideas. They share how to actually do the little puzzles, because some of them are actually quite hard. And especially with the ones of Samorost 2, Okay, so the next one up, that's even harder, and it's really difficult to actually work out what you've got to do. You've got to do click literally everything inside. Now, they strive for more because they want to be better. The other thing is they also become, in many ways, a better learning community, because there's a sense of competition between the various little groups. There's also the fact they're all trying to get to the end before everybody else. Now, processes and products, excuse me. The scenes and environment in these sort of games are out of the ordinary, so it makes it easier for them to describe. Other things that we get them to do are the Idiot's Guide, the Dummy's Guide to Samaros. They do a cheat sheet, how to go through. There's examples on the tables. They also have to do things like a diary. They send a letter home, or they're trapped on the island and they have to do a series of instructions, or they have to start making some idea, some even like deciding what they need to survive. So they have to make decisions about those sort of things. Now, 2 minutes. I'm very quickly whizzing through here. The next one moved on to something called Machinarium, which is by the same people who do Samaros. And this is brilliant. It's hard for them to work out, but it's really good in terms of graphics and stuff. The graphics are really good, and they've got to really think about what they can do. For example, go up to the top of the stairs. Pull the lever. He's got to get in there, and it takes him a while to work out. They've got to get this to stop one of the trucks to actually then go in. Okay, so that's Machinarium. The reason why that's very good is there's a whole backstory which they could write, as well as the Idiot's Guide and so forth. And finally, moving on, one of the things the kids love is the fact that in games they have to think differently. Okay, it's not just the scenes, it's not just the environments, it's the fact that everything's different. You're expected, you're in the scene, you're not static, okay? There are hidden things that you don't expect. In Animatalis, for example, okay, this is the latest thing. This is called digital text, hypertext. And it's totally different. It's not like any sort of text that you would perhaps have come across before. What this does, fulfills all the criteria for Bloom's, I'm whizzing on, it's the how, the what, the why, and the how well. It helps them to explore, they evaluate things, and they analyse things. Why does this happen? What do we need to do to get that to happen? Once we've got that to happen, how well did it go? And then this is it. Imaginative eyes, it's narrative, it's a digital narrative. Things that you would have that a normal book wouldn't have. Music, background, atmosphere, all these sort of things. Little films going on in the background. It's also about critical thinking, critical reading, critical analysis, and creative, because it's so much easier to do plot. And what I'm going to do now, finish off, is show you a very quick couple of minutes of the very first Alice. There are 4 episodes set in various parts. It's about a girl, 8 years old, up until she's 20, who eventually becomes a games designer. The beauty of it is it sets the scene, but you can also skip back at any time by going. The beauty of that, obviously, is all the other information. Just to finish off then, great thing about the digital game is that all the different kinds of writing, but all the other things, I'm sure you could come up, same as you use an Angry Birds for velocity and mass and stuff in physics, you can also use these games as well. And it's not just for instance. So the other thing the kids really like is that it's all about choice. They choose what happens to them, they can choose where to go, and how hard they work then results in how well they do in the whole thing. Okay, thanks very much.
Handouts on the desk, we will research all the different things.